This is Tim Murdoch. You're watching White Rabbit Radio Live for, what is it, May 6th? And we have all kinds of stuff in the news, I guess. It's just going to be a casual day on stream with you guys. Hopefully everyone's doing okay out there. Entropy's down for the count. Everyone's asking me what happened. I would imagine they really went after them bad, and they weren't prepared for it. Well, I don't know. They had moved to a country on the border of Europe, and they banked offshore, but they didn't move their corporation. Their corporation was still a Canadian corporation, and that is problematic. I don't know why they left a Canadian corporation. I don't know that they won't form a new corporation and route through Asia and be back. It's hard to say. They were sure doing quite well off a handful of streamers making a lot of money in any given month and taking 15%. It was as they were living. I mean, the site hadn't been updated in years and years, right? What's up, Global Chat? We got Global Chat is here. What's going on, dude? What is up? So, but anyways, let's see what's shaking here. Let me go to the site. Hold on. Let's see if I can get something up here. Entropy Live. Here we go. We've just saved. Oh God, I can't even get on the website. But anyways, let's see what Yiz is saying. Entropy just announced on their Discord that due to both Canadian government and bank processor interference, they cannot continue as a business. They were basically unpersoned after the media hit piece about them and cannot recover. Hopefully, they have learned a valuable lesson and will make an even better business next. Thank you to Entropy for all the good years of a solid service. I salute you and will pray to have a better success at what comes next. All right, Canadian government bank processor interference. Yeah, they sounds like they weren't extremely prepared for what was going on, what was going to happen. But it goes so many years, and then they hammer everything, and that's how it rolls, you know. Discord, I can't pull up Discord. Well, can I pull up Discord in this? I don't know. I don't want to try to pull up some Discord. Thank you, Flood, if that's the real Flood. Well, you're doing okay. But I know what happened. They faced a D-Live situation where you have all these people coming around threatening them, and they weren't prepared for that level. Probably threatening them actually with funding terrorism or something like that, because the Canadian authorities are nuts, you know. So I don't know. Yeah, I don't have Discord, so it's kind of hard. Let's see, you're never better, the real Flood. Okay, hopefully you're doing okay, buddy. But this type of thing happens. You should have multiple different processors and be prepared for it. PowerChat, Rumble. Entropy, you have the Fuentes. Fuentes was processing probably $1 million through them, or 900,000 or several hundred thousands of dollars through them. So think about 15% of that, 15% of $1 million probably. Then you have all these other six-figure streamers that were going through there at 15% apiece. They were just doing very well. A handful of programmers on an old site routing things around. It was a good deal. They made a mistake and left that Canadian corporation. And they also made another mistake once they moved offshore is not having alternative routing. What they're going through, everyone goes through. Now, they caught a whole, they really did a number on them from the sounds of it, going around threatening their processors, threatening this, threatening that. But I'm guessing they'll be back in another corporate structure. Probably route it through Japan or through East Asia or something, because not everyone's going to put up with the Canadian, European, American bullshit. But so they did a lot of things right, but the pressure always comes. They found one particular weak link for all these streamers, and that was Entropy, and then they hammered them down. They can go through bricks. Well, actually, they went through. Going through offshore is even better than bricks. But you might catch a lot of flak going through bricks. Canada takes trash from all over the world. Everyone dumps their trash into Canada, human trash. And so Canada, that gives them a lot of what we would call soft power. So Canada can call up one of these countries and say, these guys are funding terrorism, and the shit that they say. I would go through probably Japan because those banks in Japan don't give a fuck. But there'll be plenty of opportunities, and they might be able to route through the bank that they go through right now offshore. But they have a lucrative business, so they just have to set things up again under a new name. I mean, the website was using old pro. I mean, the programming. Look at their website. They're just sitting there providing a service and doing very well off of it. Now, what are they going to do now? I don't know. I can't imagine they thought it would go on forever, but most people don't understand the cycle. No matter how well things are going with your current arrangement, every 2 to 3 years the hammer comes down. I mean, what are they doing? Did they lock down their funds? They're not going to be able to give anyone their money. What did they say? They haven't sent me an email or anything else. I don't know. So every 2 to 3 years this happens, you're best to spread out. Now, a lot of guys don't like using crypto, don't like using XMR, don't like that type of thing, but I don't know. A lot of people don't support stuff anyways. I mean, how many YouTube videos have I seen and not supported the person behind it? So other than with the click, So it's really hard to say what they'll do next. They can reformulate though. I mean, they're programmers, and the programming, they already have the website. They already have the basic programming. It's not rocket science. It developed. It's not like they had some updated shiny site. That Canadian corporation, well, they were ultimately going to come after that. And which blew me away. I thought when they moved and they offshored, I thought they offshored the corporation through another corporation held by a trust. I thought they went the whole deal, which would have made it very difficult to track their asses down, or to put them out of business. I thought they were doing something like that, but that Canadian corporation business, no, because the Canadian government is fucking nuts, and those journalists are all nuts. And so they targeted it because look who's making money off of it. Look at all the streamers. So I don't know. After Odyssey, I just diversified into several different ways to Sunday. Canada's cooked. Well, the EU's cooked. Yeah, they want a giant slave tent where they're going to try to make you do whatever they want you to do, from taking vaccines to doing this. And one morning, 1 hour, one day, their game will be up. The SBLC guy who did a hit piece is now under investigation in the USA. Who is it? What's his name? I mean, some of those investigative journalists, I mean, have a lot of contacts into intelligence agencies and everything else. So, but nonetheless, let me pull up some links and we'll get shaking here. Get moving. Yeah, I mean, it would have been easy to predict had I known they left that Canadian corporation. But in reality, even if they did everything perfectly, it still would run its course after 2 to 3 years. And they would still have to find new processing. It's ultimately, I mean, they did very well. They went through a lot of hiccups and reorganized, but there's always a weak link. There's always something that happens. And the enemy has infinite resources. And when you put that much talent, those guys making that much money under one particular banner, which a lot of guys, I don't want to use this bank and I don't want to use that bank and I'm just going to stick to Entropy and because the Jews, blah, blah, blah. But the fact of the matter is there is no banking on this planet. Credit union that doesn't have some kind of angle that the Jews can cut in on. So get yourself to another planet or get out in the country and pay with XMR everything or something. I don't know. Ted Turner, though, died. Do you guys see this? Ted Turner. We'll play a couple minutes of this. This is his 60 Minutes from 1986. Let's play a couple minutes of it. And I wasn't a fan of his, but at the same time, you know, he's not like the Antichrist or anything. He might have said some funny things from one time period or another. I can't even remember it, other than he had an obscene-sized ranch out west, right?
What happened to the Ted Turner who'd go out and push the ball with his nose down to home plate?
He got older.
And less fun?
Probably.
You said network presidents were essentially guilty of treason and should be lined up and shot.
Well, what I wanted to do was scare him a little bit. I was certainly prone to say more outrageous things than I am now, perhaps going a little bit overboard too.
This is Joey Wade. Joey was born with spina bifida and had
non-medical decisions.
Do you feel that you
American citizenship?
Work TV. Ever since his bid to take over CBS, we've been asking Turner for an interview. This month, he finally said yes, and right off the bat, the guy they used to call the mouth of the South wanted us to know that he was a changed man.
Oh! That ball's a gold ball.
We caught up with him in Florida, where the team he owns, the Atlanta Braves, was in spring training. What happened to the Ted Turner who'd go out and push the ball with his nose down to home plate?
You don't see anybody with 60 Minutes smile, do you?
Ted Turner's news business is CNN, the 24-hour cable network he started 6 years ago. At that time, he was already the
He invented the 24-hour news cycle. That's what he's famous for.
Reigning hero of the cable industry for having the bright idea to hook his failing UHF station up to a satellite, beaming its programming across the country, creating the first superstation, WTBS.
My cable network keeps America ahead with 24-hour news.
But Turner was not content to be a cable mogul. He's always in motion.
Tell him to sit tight.
Whether it's hustling other people's products on TV ads,
it'll even tell you which way the wind's blowing.
Or whether it's hustling himself and his daring ideas.
This is a GE.
This is a Turner.
I'd still consider myself a bold adventurer.
And what...
Yeah, yeah, pretty big ego, but I guess you got to invent the 24-hour news cycle and run TV stations and all that kind of good stuff. What do you guys think of Ted Turner? He's just another philanthropist? Yeah, he didn't do anything for me, but nonetheless, he's gone. There's a lot of controversy with these data centers. They're probably coming to a neighborhood near you, and some of them are louder than others, but this is the one causing some controversy in Florida. And this is the stream of heavy black smoke. Let's see here. Here's the data center's generator starting up in the morning in Florida. Listen to this beast. There is one that belongs to an automotive company several miles away, and there's a lot of neighborhoods probably within a mile of it that complain about the constant hum, which is pretty wild. Yeah, they're talking about moving to little nuclear generators. Good luck to them, you know. This is pretty wild, though. This guy's making a fortune doing tree nets. Charges $10,000 per install and does it all from a van. You ever heard of this tree net business? Of course, these California guys, they think of all kinds of stuff, but check this out. It's maybe the wildest thing you see all day, and maybe give you a new business idea. But he does nets up in trees for whatever reason.
All right, this rope is 100 feet long, so I should be able to tell exactly how high this is, or about how high. This rope is 100 feet long, so I should be able to tell exactly how high this is, or about how high this is. So I guess we're more like 75 feet up. So I bought all this cheap yellow rope to build scaffolding webs that I will eventually take down once the final web is in place. This is also how I started making webs in my teens. It's great stuff for building a cheap web fast, but it deteriorates after a couple of years being left up. And just like that, this whole section of the tree is accessible now.
Charlie's webs. It is total white people things. Let's create webs up in trees so people can walk around 75 feet up in some of these big trees and some rich dude's going to pay you a lot of money for it. It's kind of crazy. I don't know. I've never seen anything quite like it. But they say it doesn't harm the trees. Now, this is the Pac-Man that I don't remember. I don't remember this at all. I think I played this the other day. I'm going to play it again because this keeps on getting hits. The Newport is the best. I'd like to see it the other way around, though, where the black guys are getting eaten by the KKK or something. I don't know. It's just kind of funny. This is hilarious, too. Have I ever shown you guys this? I don't know.
Hey, hello.
Hey,
hello.
Hey, hello. I got some fucking Dove men's soap for you, too.
Okay.
Get some of that men's soap on your body, because you smell like shit, too. And you're a man.
I'm not. I'm not.
Absolutely crazy. Now, he's British. His tranny's British, and the dude is American. I'm thinking it may be a stepdad or something. I don't know. It's just kind of funny. Kind of ruined his streaming career, you know. Here you go. This is the funny one for the day. If you're having a bad day, watch this. Someone said this is Johnny Monoxide. Johnny Knoxville. Shout out to Johnny Monoxide. Johnny Knoxville. Or boyfriend. Oh, there you go.
That's why they call me.
Boyfriends generally don't want to ruin streaming careers, especially when they're bringing in money.
That's why they call me.
The last one, though, I mean, just goes sailing. It's people in these giant balls, and the bull's just hammering the balls. Look how high that thing went. It's crazy. it's insane. Here you go. Let's check this out. I think this is global chat right here. Some kind of personal little single plane or whatever. Helicopter of some kind, maybe. They're coming out with all kinds of little personal flying rigs. This one looks like something he built. It probably just cruising over to his girl's house. Can you guys fly a helicopter? Any helicopter pilots? That's a question I've never asked my audience. I don't think I've ever talked to it. High school in 2006. Let's see what's up. Am I more than you bogeyed for? Looks white. Yet I've been dying to tell you anything. You already hear, cause that's just who I am this week. Lie in the grass, next to the mausoleum. I'm just not. There you go. Loaded gun complex. Cock it and pull it. Now this, I don't know that I try this at home. One man, and he's 220 pounds, and he's going to fight a bunch of fat Mexican women, it looks like. You didn't realize how good you had it back then, 20 years ago? Oh, there's a black woman. As long as they don't sit on it. Oh, there, it's game over. We're going to have to watch that again. Five tortoise, 1,500 pounds. Oh, she tackled him. Oh, damn, that's ruthless. What's up, Edward Snowman? Hold on here. What's shaking over there? Where's that from? Oh, that's from FTJ. I forgot I'm live there. What's up, man? What's up, FTJ? See, I enjoy your show, and as an anxious guy, I especially enjoy addressing dark topics with a calm, confident voice. Yeah. It's just the end of the world. Everything will be okay. But it's always the end of the world for somebody, you know. You know, this is what's funny is you have New Zealand police hunt down woman over welcome to India post. So you have someone on Facebook makes a, it's not even that big of a deal post. Welcome to India. There's a bunch of Indian people in the background on a Facebook post. And it's a woman that's definitely white presenting. But apparently she's like an IDF soldier hanging out in New Zealand or something. You've got all these, what do we want to say? We have all these like social media venues that are being poured into by the usual suspects, you know. Now, whether it's not, it's innocent, or no one's going to believe that. And you don't even really know because there's no way to know unless you deep dive it. And of course, what happens when you put stuff up online, which I love white nationalists for this reason, because they'll come in the comments and tell me what the context of it is, you know? So no sooner than that, that woman is a Mossad agent who campaigned for the IDF. Well, you can't trust her then, but nonetheless, they might throw her in jail. I kind of doubt it if she's a Mossad agent, but there's all these different stunts going on with social media and you never know what's fake, what's real, what's not. You know, I assume if she was a white woman and she goes to jail, then I guess she's real. If she's IDF and goes back to Israel, then it's some type of stunt, you know. But nonetheless, you got to like all those guys doing deep dives. Now, you can feed it into AI and find out pretty quickly everything about context and whatnot, but I generally don't do that. I let my fellow white nationalists do all that. I just got my account back. Oh, did you lose your account? Someone lose your account? It's Flood. Flood loses account on X. Yeah, X is, I don't know what's going on X in any given day, you know? But nonetheless, Ken Griffin is a famous hedge fund guy, went to Harvard. He's kind of a prodigy on some way. He's a Gentile, but he's married. He's been married to all kinds of different Jews. I mean, these guys are all in the system, right? But nonetheless, there's a lot of these characters that for some reason, those that have listened to me for a long time, I've kind of documented as people in California moved to Tennessee and Texas. When I say people, I mean like Elon Musk, Ben Shapiro. And there's also been big movement besides movement to Texas and Tennessee. There was big, well, I would say very big movement into Florida, where the Donald's sitting, by Goldman Sachs, by various different hedge funds like Citadel. And Citadel is just, you can look them up. You can watch stuff on Ken Griffin. There's all kinds of information on them. I don't know. There's a certain amount of randomness. There's a certain amount of hard work. And there's a certain amount of guys that are just good at trading horses. But nonetheless, he runs a very big hedge fund that does a lot of order flow stuff these days. And he moved to Florida. And they're moving all their operations out of Florida. Goldman Sachs, several of them have moved to Florida. I've talked about this. But I look for more and more movements into the South for some particular reason. We'll have to see what's going on with it. But nonetheless, let's check out what he has to say. Ken Griffin says he's scaling down in New York City. He also talks about Mamdani. That's kind of why I'm playing this. So this is what's interesting about this, the Paul Tudor Jones and Ken Griffin, you would never, rarely get a statement from these guys in the past. They are Gentile, hedge fund, big hitters. Most of them are from the commodity floors and stuff like that. They're not like guys that want the spotlight. Most of these hedge fund titans, especially the Gentiles, well, actually even the Jews as well, they just don't want anyone knowing about them or what they're doing or anything else or how much money they're making. But the Gentile ones, the Paul Tudor Jones and Ken Griffin, have been shoved almost seemingly into the spotlight, and now they're talking all the time. So Southern culture no longer thrives. Well, now you got Goldman Sachs, and you probably have stock exchanges moving to Texas.
So where does that leave us at 350 Park?
That leaves us with the fact that we went to Miami at
350 Park.
That leaves us with the fact that we went to Miami and revised our building plan to make it a bigger office building.
You're bailing?
So what do we do at 350 is still a point of discussion internally, but what is no longer a point of discussion is that Miami is now, you know, when we moved from Chicago, there was a debate between New York and Miami.
Now, basically what he did, he had a big operation in Chicago that was his hometown in and around the commodity exchanges. And then he moved from, well, they always, most places have, these big hedge funds will have a place in New York, a place in London, and some will have a place in Chicago. He's like one of those guys, okay? So take that in context. But he moved out of Chicago, which is an important point, into Florida during, I want to say COVID or sometime thereafter.
But what is no longer a point of discussion is that Miami is now, you know, when we moved from Chicago, there was a debate between New York and Miami. It's unquestionably true that we made the right choice. I'll leave it at that. It's unquestionably true that we made the right choice. And now what the mayor of New York has made clear to my partners, and principally my New York partners, is that we need to double down on our bet in Miami, because we want to be in a state that embraces business, that embraces education, that embraces personal freedom and liberty, and that embraces people having an opportunity to live the American dream. And
okay, so this is the big protest against Mamdani, who I don't particularly care for, but I find these stuff interesting. Let's check it out.
Speaking of warm greetings, I was going to do this, wanted to do this interview outside your apartment, but I thought it would be creepy and weird. So how did you feel about the mayor's little video?
It was creepy and weird.
Agreed.
I mean, like, knock, knock, knock on the window. Like, huh. Mayor of New York City.
Knock on the screen, yeah.
Yeah, on the screen. Like,
yeah. Like, how many times have you watched that video?
Three.
What are you going to do about it?
I couldn't help myself.
You had to what?
I had to go back and look at it again. I mean, like, you literally look at it the first time, and you're like, you got to be kidding me. Okay? And then the second time, you're like, you know what? This is actually... This has gone from creepy to actually not really creepy. This has gone to frightening because, yeah. You know, the CEO of UnitedHealthcare was killed just a few blocks from my house. And anything that creates, like, an agitation in the extremist on either side of the aisle is a frightening dynamic. I mean, you know, if we look at what happened in D.C.
Intriguing.
Surge of tornado.
Now, this is the 60-minute segment on white nationalist militias, and I saw Rob Rundo in it, so let's check this out. It's like 13 minutes long, and it is 60 minutes.
A surge of tornadoes tore across a large swath of the country in April, carving a path of destruction. Over 200 tornadoes hit over 20 states, closely clustered in the last couple of weeks. And hurricane season is just around the corner. Our story tonight is about what happens after these natural disasters. A pattern has emerged in recent years in which militias, conspiracists, and white supremacists show up to hard-hit communities as they did last...
White people helping out white people is white supremacists now.
...last week in Texas, offering help. But they've been called disaster tourists who are out to sow doubt in government, soften their own image, and gain followers. September 2024, Hurricane Helene barreled through North Carolina with forces so powerful it nearly wiped the town of Bat Cave off the map, lifting homes and toppling trees.
Imagine taking in a box of toothpicks and dumping them on your kitchen counter.
Sheriff Lowell Griffin faced a daunting rescue task.
We had already experienced days of heavy rain, and then the hurricane comes through.
Like a triple whammy.
Yes.
Then another whammy. Outsiders started pouring into North Carolina.
So we got a lot of work to get done. If you're
including
able to
an influx of anti-government far-right groups.
These folks that we're talking about, they were in the minority. However, that minority can create chaos, and that's what we ran into.
Did some of these outsiders launch their own rescue operations?
We had some folks wanting to act as a militia coming in to take over, to, in their mind, bring some sort of self-deployed law and order to the area.
With weapons?
Yes, ma'am.
So that's like taking your time from the real rescue to deal with them?
It is.
The sheriff himself didn't see all the groups, but we know among those to show up were members of white nationalist group Active Club.
Going to a disaster relief is directly helping our people.
You go in to help white people.
Yeah.
Robert Rundo.
Going to help white people is some kind of big... Let's watch this.
Co-founded Active Club in 2020 as a place for disgruntled young white men to work out together while sharing their ideology. With nearly 90 chapters, it's been described by watchdogs as one of the country's fastest-growing white supremacist networks that are anti-Semitic, anti-immigrant, and anti-democracy. They also hold mixed martial arts tournaments.
We get together with the boys, we box, we travel.
Do you think of it as fun?
Of course. You know, there's fun in fascism.
Fun in fascism?
I'm a nationalist.
What does that mean?
A nationalist?
Yeah.
It means I put my people first.
Would you say white supremacist?
No, I think that's a slanderous term.
But my people are white people, European white people.
Right, and there's plenty of organizations that are geared towards other ethnic groups, right? If we don't look out for ourselves, who is?
I know that your organization has gone to floods, fires, hurricanes. What if you came upon someone who wasn't white but is suffering because of the flood?
Like if there was like a guy on fire, would I give him water? Yeah, I'd probably give him water.
When you go into these areas, are you recruiting?
We hand out flyers. You know, if somebody wants to contact us later, that's fine. But just us showing up changes somebody's opinion, someone's mind. So the next time when they put something out and they say, these evil guys, they say, wait a second, that's the guy who came when my house was on fire and helped me out.
Many of these outside groups want to build, as one of their posts states, a pro-white parallel system. One of the more prominent white supremacist groups that showed up in North Carolina was Patriot Front. They cut down trees and handed out bread.
Are you sure just one loaf?
But Freddie Cruz from the Western State Center, a hate group watchdog, says these white nationalists go to disasters primarily to build a following. These people come in. They hand out water, they help clean up the debris. Whatever their ideology, they're doing something positive, aren't they?
What we're seeing is actually these groups will show up and generate a whole bunch of social media content. We're dubbing it disaster tourism.
And then they leave?
That's generally what we see.
That's unlike veterans relief groups like Team Rubicon or religious organizations like Samaritan's Purse that come in after disasters, coordinate with authorities, and stay a while. When you go into an area that's distressed, do you coordinate in any way with the local law enforcement, with the sheriff?
I'm actually surprised you did this interview.
Absolutely not. They would probably do everything they can to prevent us.
What do you say to people who argue that you go in, the purpose is to have some video shot of you handing out some water, and then you leave. And the whole point was to get that video so that you could post it.
That kind of sounds like what everyone does, right? That's what a president does. When he goes into a community, they have the cameras there. So is that bottle of water actually being handed out? Absolutely it is. Does our guys actually care and feel for the people that are helping out? Absolutely. Do we also video it and put it out there to show another side of us? Absolutely.
These extremist groups put out videos after floods.
Patriot Front is here. Continuing efforts in Central Texas.
Now, we know about Patriot Front, but I didn't realize that, well, let's just watch it.
They put out videos during fires.
We are here in Santa Monica Pier.
There's Sanchez.
Collecting donations for victims of the wildfires.
They figured out that videos about natural disasters can reach a whole new, large audience.
I think white nationalists are interested in natural disasters because everybody is interested in natural disasters.
John Kelly heads Graphica, a firm analyzing...
Yeah, I know Rundle works with PF.
...how content spreads online.
There are very few things that bring the public's attention to focus on one thing in unison, and natural disasters is one of those.
These groups, through natural disasters, are trying to change their image. They're trying to say we're wholesome.
That's one of the things that characterizes the current groups, is that they've kind of decided to leave the more triggering iconography in the closet and try to appeal to a more mainstream audience. Not to do things that turn people off, the way that marching around with swastikas would turn people off.
A lot of mainstream media, how they depict us, they like to show a guy who's in camo, trucker hat, maybe overweight, face tattoo, something like this. What I wanted to do was to create something positive for young guys like myself.
The more macho, wholesome image, Robert Rundle thinks, gives young men permission to adopt his fascist philosophy. Another guy who appeals to young men is online influencer Dan Bilzerian.
He's a little bit
with
bigger.
Nearly 30 million followers on Instagram. He peddles anti-Semitism.
I believe that Jewish supremacy is the greatest threat to America, and I think it's the greatest threat to the world today. I truly believe that.
Some of these ideas are seeping into mainstream politics. Bilzerian is running for Congress in Florida. In a group chat, young Republican leaders praised Hitler. And then there's Nick Fuentes, the online hate monger who's even more explicit.
And I was thinking, what is it about Hitler that's cool? Why does it tickle? Because kids love Hitler. Kids love Hitler. Young men see
while more people.
Yeah, Dan Bilzerian has a stupid amount of reach from all the times when he had like 5 girlfriends and stuff on Instagram.
People are advocating these ideas in the open. The young men of Active Club hide their faces when they post pictures from natural disasters.
Our people come first.
Rundo is their spokesman, even though he himself hasn't gone to disasters. For the past few years, he was out of pocket, so to speak.
Why were you in prison?
Which time?
Oh, boy.
I was in prison twice.
The 36-year-old from New York was first incarcerated as a teen for a gang fight.
Did you stab somebody?
Allegedly. Well, yeah, you know. Well, he had a weapon, too. It wasn't like I just, you know, I just randomly showed up on somebody.
And the second time?
Second time is for what I'm most known for.
In 2017, he got into a series of fights with anti-Trump protesters at rallies.
Antifa.
That's him pounding and pounding. He was on the lam when he got this idea to launch a more clean-cut white pride group. But it's just a new image.
We're ultra-nationalist, far-right, fascist, you know. I mean, this is... I'll lean a little bit into these terms, you know.
Is your ultimate goal to turn America into a completely white Christian nation?
I would also add like a more militant nation as well, you know, military rule.
Like having a military person run the country?
Well, just, you
not
know,
have
again,
democracy?
Based more of democracy.
What did you mean, democracy? And like,
that's
terrible.
Because it's just such a scam democracy, I believe. It's politicians that get lobbied. They never have the interest. Anything that's important, do they ever ask us? No.
But if you have a military, you'll never decide anything. They'll decide.
We don't decide anything right now.
Going to natural disasters like Hurricane Helene also gives these groups an opportunity to slam the government.
Government didn't help whatsoever.
Their videos claim the government did a lousy job in the rescue, saying it was chaotic, clueless, and corrupt.
And I'm disgusted.
The criticisms got more outsiders to descend. These militiamen from Virginia came to clear houses.
When the government fails, the people come together.
This is a staging area that
An Arizona vigilante conspiracist group, Veterans on Patrol, came to organize supplies. But according to law enforcement, they created chaos and did more harm than good.
Look at this car.
Sheriff Griffin in North Carolina says many of these disaster tourists spread conspiracies and misinformation to help their videos go viral.
The misinformation took a bad situation and actually complicated.
I think he's probably talking about some kind of militia or something, some kind of like rightoid militia, not any of our guys.
A bad situation.
But Sheriff, they're coming in because they think the government isn't doing anything.
So what I would say for all of these outside folks that are really wanting to help, they need to get their information from official sources and not from TikTok or Facebook or whatever the flavor of the day is with social media.
What was some of the misinformation that was being spread?
That there were people that were still stranded, that there were bodies.
This is not a very good 60 Minutes informative piece. The problem right now is that anyone can look stuff up online and find out the truth and make up their own opinions, per se, on these particular groups.
Floating in the river that FEMA was rationing supplies and seizing
this
supplies.
This is North Carolina.
None of that was true.
FEMA, the federal agency on the ground in natural disasters, is a main target of these outside groups. During Helene, FEMA rescuers had to back away for a few days when there were fears that militias were coming to hunt them.
They're associating all these guys with militias.
Also, a wild rumor spread that the government actually created Hurricane Helene using weather monitoring towers as a weather...
Yeah, these are rightoid militias.
...weapon.
Now, this is a directed energy weapon utilized to manipulate the weather. These are weapons of mass destruction.
So, basically, the rumor was that, the government controls the weather and that this was a direct attack on the area.
Is this usual now in disasters? One, that there are these false rumors, conspiracies being spread, and two, that outside groups sort of stream in and make it more difficult for law enforcement.
So what I'm afraid of is, from what I've seen, this will be the new normal.
Hmm. 60 Minutes. Well, I don't know. I think Rundo did okay, but they are, of course, trying to associate him with militias. I don't think that works, though, because I didn't know that they were in North Carolina, but Patriot Front was. I don't know. It's just not a good way for 60 Minutes to operate, but they've never been operating a good way in a long time, which, what was the earlier interview? The nice softball interview with... the guy that invented the 24-hour news cycle, you know. Let's look at some news on the Jews. Yeah, assaults against U.S. Jews reached 46-year high. This is Axios. We don't exactly believe Axios. How do they define assaults on Jews? Because I don't see Jews getting wiped out every day. Granted, there's a couple that got stabbed in, what is it, Golders Green or whatever, over there in the UK. A couple Jews got stabbed. But, I mean, we see people get stabbed all the time in the UK. Two Jews get stabbed, and you got millions of dollars coming in to protect the community. It's just, like, crazy. Absolutely insane. We banned content claiming Zionists run the world or control the media. This is pretty funny. So let's check this out.
I am living out the Zionist dream. I have been at Meta for almost 9 years. We banned
Jordana Cutler.
Content claiming Zionists run the world or control the media. Zionist dream. I have been at Meta for almost 9 years. We banned content claiming Zionists run the world or control the media.
Say that again. But slowly.
Living out the Zionist.
There you go. Laura Loomer slams Candace Owens as feud explodes over husband's green card scandal. Laura, of course, is the Jewish attack dog, and she's going after, which is kind of funny to me. You've got these people going at each other that all of them would hate us. So, but Laura Loomer is very much in with the system. I remember when the State Department was briefing her. God only knows what she knows about Donald Trump or what she's had to do to get that kind of access. She'd pretty much do anything, I would imagine. Wasn't she accused of, like, having sex with the Donald or something? I don't know. But apparently, Candace Owens' British husband has a situation with his green card and drunk driving and, I don't know, Donald Trump was putting up not very flattering photos of Candace Owens. Pretty funny. But anyways, let's move on. This is some Jews getting asked questions in the UK, and they immediately call the cops.
Going on in Gaza right now. There's such a force about the war with Iran.
You have to destroy the bad people. If not,
you have to destroy the bad people.
It will look like a second Holocaust.
The sound on this is a little bit, it's like all in the left speaker or whatever.
Force about the war with Iran.
You have to destroy the bad people. If not, it will look like a second Holocaust.
This Holocaust is going on in Gaza right now.
They started October 7th, not us.
Do you support Israel?
Yeah, of course I do. My people live there. Why shouldn't I support it?
Do you support what happens in Palestine?
What happened in Palestine?
Genocide. Children die.
You anti-Semite.
As you can see, I asked a simple question. Do you support what's going on in Palestine? It looks like we're on five-star wanted level now, because one guy said he's going to call the police on us.
My name's PC Ali from Stockton Police Station. I just got a call in relation to you guys have called in and asking the Jewish community some questions.
You can't ask them any question. They're God's chosen. The silly hats. You, Loomer has pegged a lot of neocons. Is that true? Don't know. She looks like a rubber mask. Yeah. Going around asking Jews in London. What does someone say here? Hold on here. Loomer has been committed to, involuntary committed 2 or 3 times. She's probably on some drugs. Candace is definitely going to get sued, and she's going to get hammered. Probably Alex Jones style. That's what I think. Now, they're going after this guy. I don't know what happened to him, but he was doing kind of some Happy Merchant type things. How I'm moving after next paycheck. And you can't make fun of Jews online. This is Stop Anti-Semitism was going after him. And they will. If you're an average guy doing something like that and they can get you fired from your job or something, well, there you go. Now, Clavicular is in the news. He's coming under criminal charges for shooting alligators without a license, I guess, in Florida. He killed some alligators with a handgun, and they're going to try him for something. Be pretty wild if they put him in jail, because you couldn't take all his drugs in jail, so I wonder what would happen. No testosterone in jail. You wouldn't be able to take his protocol. To see, it's kind of a serious charge, though. He's facing charges, this is from Colin Rugg, for allegedly shooting an alligator dead in the Everglades, according to Miami New Times. State Attorney Catherine Rundle says the streamer did unlawfully and knowingly discharge a firearm in public. You know, he was cozying up, apparently, and talking about J.D. Vance in a nice way. It may be over this. He might be worried that he's going to have to support a Republican presidential candidate or vice president to get off on these charges. I don't know. This is more controversial, though. This is Polymarket, CMO, and he says some pretty crazy stuff, or alludes to something, to talking to Clavicular at his new club. Check this out.
What's your position?
I'm CMO.
Yeah, I was gonna say. So, y'all CMO.
Yeah, you know, he's the guy. I'm telling you.
You don't need to get those titles.
You have to understand, bro. So, hold up. I'll take it off.
He's saying, you gotta understand, bro. You gotta understand. And then he tells him, you're on the mic. Hold on. You almost got me caught.
I don't know what's going on there, but it looked like the CMO of Polymarket was about to reveal some insider information to Clav. Or maybe they were just about to make out. I don't know. But what we do know for sure is that unless you got some insider information, you're probably going to lose betting on Polymarket, as it just came out in the Wall Street Journal that only 0.01% of accounts on Polymarket are responsible for 67% of the profits. Right there, 0.1%. Which works out to about $500 million in winnings going to less than 2,000 accounts. So I would say unless you know, you should probably say...
Yeah, it's gambling with loaded dice for some people, but for the average guy, it is just throwing money away. You're better off throwing money into the average stock account and buying QQQs or SPY, and that way your odds of making money are a lot better. You know? But Clavicular is coming under heat. A lot of people are analyzing all his stats and stuff like this, but there's an interest in him. Certainly his AstroTurf to a certain extent. Beyond that, there's got to be some amount of interest. This girl talks about him for a minute, but I don't even feel like listening to her. This is Mary Morgan talking about how his supposed fame is a sham. Well, if he was AstroTurf, he AstroTurfed himself into some legitimate interest. But he definitely has some supporters. For what reason? What nefarious reason? We don't know. A lot of Israeli billionaire, what was that Israeli billionaire that bought him a $2 million car? some shady Israeli mobster tied in dude out from California. I don't know. Why are all these plant streamers from Kick so popular? Well, some of them there's an interest in, like Asmongold. They do something, and others just have a gimmick, and they're pushed. But sooner or later, you either die out or you can carry it. There seems to be a lot. He's like the new celebrity for Zoomers, I guess. He would be like the, think of a celebrity from back in the day. He's that for Zoomers. Zoomer celebrities are all streamers. Hold on, Joe Rogan on people questioning the Holocaust numbers. All right, we're gonna have to listen to this.
It's the internet.
It's also it's a weird time now where people are enjoying questioning the numbers of people that died in the Holocaust.
It's the internet.
Yeah,
retarded. It's just kind of like.
But there is some weirdness to it, and one of the weirdness to it is like there's some.
So he's making fun of anti-Semites.
Photos of like Auschwitz and a lot of these other camps that they took after the camps were liberated, and they had people go there and they took photos of them, like pretending that these people were at the camps, and they weren't. They were done after the fact.
Yeah.
But also, there's also tons of videos. Hoping for?
It was only 1 million. What, right. So that's okay somehow. You want to justify it in your head?
Yeah, that's where it's weird.
Yeah, Clavicular has some shady partners, so they say. I mean, I don't know that they're in jail, but the people you would want to do business with.
Right. So that's okay somehow. You want to justify it in your head?
Yeah, that's where it's weird.
I don't know. If it was 600 people, I'd be like, ugh.
Right. Well, it's clearly there was a lot of people. I don't know what the number is. But if it was
6 million.
6 million, or if it was 1 million or 3 million.
That's your number, Joe.
It's like to catch people like, no, you guys said it was six. Like,
they're also, it's the 1940s, so it's like, right. I don't know how, and we're guessing. We don't have the wherewithal. And you ask somebody in the Holocaust, they go, well, I was only in my one camp. I can't tell you what was going on in Bergen-Belsen.
But there's.
That's kind of a cope because we have all kinds of information about numbers. He hasn't even researched this stuff or invited anyone on that can give him numbers.
People that are like equally sure that it was 6 million, and then there's people that are equally sure that it was like 300,000 or 600,000 or whatever the fuck they think it was. And it's like this weird argument back and forth.
I mean, you have to see how many Jews were in Europe before and after.
Right.
And there should be more. It's funny you see, like, if you have a stat like that, like, separated from this, like in, as in Peru, we were hiking to Machu Picchu.
Machu Picchu.
Okay. So he's basically making fun of all the anti-Semitic stuff online in kind of a, I guess, maybe a little low-key way, saying, you know, all right, doesn't really matter how many died. Doesn't matter. The truth doesn't matter, guys, because a couple Jews died. Two Jews died here, whatever. Doesn't matter whether it's 6 million, 6 billion, or 600,000. It's clearly kind of like was told to make fun of some Holocaust stuff. Sneeko has been deported from Australia, not allowed in Australia. He's too controversial. Eh, all right. Everyone gets deported from Australia. Seems like Australia, I mean, why would Australia be afraid of Sneeko? I don't know. H-1Bs. Was designed to be temporary and has become a permanent nightmare. more and more people are writing about H-1Bs and pissed off. And to be pissed off, Vivek Ramaswamy, he won the Ohio Republican primary. So he'll be representing Republicans in Ohio for governor. Now, he's running up against a Jewish woman Democrat, right? And I don't think he's going to win. I actually hope he doesn't win because who wants an Indian as governor? I mean, we deal with Jews all the time, so I guess I'm not voting, obviously. I'm a famous novel. I'm not in Ohio, but yeah. Nick Fuentes officially endorses Democrat Amy Anton. Now, I don't know if that'll help her or hurt her. I don't know how many groupers in Ohio. For governor of Ohio over Vivek Ramaswamy, okay? You guys sent this in. Nick Fuentes on what's at stake if Vivek ruins the message he would send. I can predict what he's going to say, but we'll listen to a few seconds of it.
Jews, these Indians and Jews, these strivers, they're now going to wag their fingers and tell us, the problem is you, The solution is we need to open the border to more H-1B.
It presumes the vote count isn't right. Well, these two sides, I think the Democrats and the Republicans in Ohio will really go at it. I think these elections, and I do think the point is well made that there could be some cheating on both sides because there's a lot at stake at these elections. But I don't know how much cheating would be at the governor of Ohio because, I mean, it's a Jewish woman and it's an up-and-coming Indian establishment guy.
We need to be more like them. We're going to continue all those things. You got to just compete. You either got to learn to program, learn AI, or fall behind, and too bad. That's the new message. Now, let's get back to the Ohio governor's election. What is actually at stake here? Well, it turns out that what is at stake is not actually what happens in Ohio. It doesn't even really matter that much. Ohio holds a governor's election every 4 years, and a Republican almost always wins. So what is this election really about? It doesn't even matter so much what happens in Ohio, what a Democrat might do, what a Republican might do. What is at stake here is that if Vivek Ramaswamy becomes the governor of Ohio, it doesn't end there. It never ends. He becomes governor of Ohio, and then he's a statewide elected official. He is now on the ladder to build a national political profile for himself.
Yeah, that's the point. We don't want him. We don't want him. The other woman is a known quantity. I like the guy that Vivek was running against. What was his name? Push or Patrick or something? I don't know. Liked him. Who actually didn't do bad, considering he didn't have any funding, and Vivek had, would you guys say, $50 million or something? Indians are good at cheating? I don't know. Democrats are good at cheating, too. Republicans are good at cheating. We'll have to see. I don't know if the Republicans really like him that much. Push. P-U-T-S-A-C-H. He was the better candidate, obviously, but... How was Vivek polling? Hold on. Vivek polling in Ohio. The idea that he didn't have a unanimous vote. Let's see here. Ohio election results, primary. I want to see polling. All right. Ohio. Okay. So is he slightly ahead of her in the primary? As of right now on sample, the Democrat is at 45 and he's at, what is that, 48? Wow. Be crazy if he won. We'll have to see how he does in the debates. Hope he doesn't win. Please let him not win. I don't know. But would it matter? Well, from an optics perspective, he would be able to build a organization. Then he would be a senator. You know, this is how they come up through the ranks. You know, Kash Patel credits AI with stopping attacks. I'm using it everywhere. Kash is using AI. The FBI is using AI. We're safe, guys. He'll lose. Well, as of right now, it looks pretty close. We'll have to see. There's a lot of Republican voters that will vote a Republican straight ticket in Ohio. But the fact that it's close says she could win. True. Hope she does. Now, this J.P. Morgan Indian guy, it's kind of funny. He was offered $1 million to walk away, but instead he's suing. Former J.P. Morgan banker, this is the Indian, who sued his female boss over claims she made him an office sex slave, turned down $1 million from the bank to settle. He wants his payday. Now, apparently, he has a witness or two. I mean, can you believe an Indian witness or two? I mean, come on. Ex-JP Morgan banker Chiru Rana files wild new claims against exec, including lurid threesome invitation days after going viral with fabricated sex slave allegations. Well, his fishhead wife, there is the woman that supposedly he was a sex slave and she was very racist to him. Was his boss. Well, actually, it wasn't even his boss. I don't know what the truth is in it. I'm not going to believe an Indian, though. But nonetheless, he found someone to maybe they probably want to settle for like $10 million or something. Sounds like an average Pajit fantasy. That's what I said. So we're going to palate cleanse with, I want to say this is a tiger chasing down and gobbling up Pajits. A tiger Waffen soldier engaged the enemy behind enemy lines and managed to escape successfully. Tiger Waffen. Oh, this Indian music. This is just hilarious. These Indian covers. Check out this tiger coming after this Indian, getting him all the way down. It looks like a giant dig site. Wow. Look how fast that tiger is. And jumps right off. Beast to beast, look at that. Up in the heat. Hanging tough, staying hungry. They stack the odds, still we take to the street. For the kill, with the skill to survive. It's the eye of the tiger. It's the thrill of the fighter rising. Okay, so from that scene, it looks like the tiger walked away with it. At first, I thought the tiger was carrying him away because they can do that. It's kind of wild, but they happen all the time in India. Well, you have this enormous population. They're overrunning the habitat. They're basically, you know, going to town. We have on Hunter Wallace on Friday. Today will be a shorter podcast. Friday I'll be back for a couple hours, 6 to 8, with Hunter Wallace talking about the current political dynamics. And we'll get all the particular numbers on Ohio and what he thinks is going to happen. I mean, the big deal in the South is they're redoing all the voting districts. I don't know what all it means, but nonetheless, keep that in mind. Let's see. Tiger probably got the shits. Yeah, the tiger took one whiff and like, oh, we're going to leave this one. I don't want to go through the pain of eating him. God knows what he's been eating. The animal kingdom is in revolt against Indians. Wasn't it the video I showed where the elephants were trampling on them? Be wild. You guys are hilarious. Joel Davis, though, is being charged over abolished Jewish lobby protests. They just keep charging these guys. I think these guys, they want to just get rid of these guys, have these guys leave the planet. It's one of those days. But anyways, what do you guys think? I'll have to have someone on the show again to talk about these current. I'll have Tom on or something and talk about all these particular lawsuits. I mean, you pretty much have to have a flow chart for all the different things they charged them with. They're basically just, they're going to keep doing this, period. You just know the different animal species are disgusted by their smell. He's charged over the abolished Jewish lobby protest where he gave a speech. Nationalist Joel Davis has been charged with racial vilification over a peaceful police-approved protest. Yeah, they're going to keep going after these guys. Nationalist slams political policing as he fights charges for welcome to country booing. And this is Jacob Hersant, of course. Let's play what he has to say. Listen to it right from the horse's mouth here. And all these guys have been charged numerous times. It's par for the course.
Yeah, well, you're confident in your defense?
Well, who knows if it will be successful. It's a very politicized issue, which is
unfortunate. I don't think the criminal justice system should be used to enforce political orthodoxy on the population. I think this trial itself is a disgrace. We're supposed to live in a liberal democracy, but every day it's proven through trials like this that we don't live in a liberal democracy. If you go against the system, you're going to be dragged before the courts. And I've even been imprisoned. I've been put in solitary confinement for a month because I gave a political gesture. So I find it disgraceful.
Because you were found guilty of convicted of breaking the law.
For politically expressing myself. So they've brought laws against political expression.
In this state. You broke the law that you were convicted.
Yeah, and that's what I think is unjust. I think it's immoral to put someone in jail for their political views and expressing their political views. Yes, it may be against the law. I disagree with those laws. I think they're immoral.
How do you feel about... There was a veteran today who was visibly upset, someone who has served... by what happened at the Dawn service. How do you feel about that?
He's entitled to be offended, but there is a plurality of views in the population and in the Defence Force. Some people do not like the Welcome to Country. Some people do like the Welcome to Country. The point of a democracy and of a liberal democracy is that people can express their point of view and disagree without being dragged to the courts and being imprisoned for their point of view.
No one's getting imprisoned for doing it. People are getting imprisoned for violence.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the media. I can talk to you later.
People shouldn't be threatened.
You're talking to me now.
I've learned the lesson of not wasting my time with people.
Then don't waste your time. You can go down this way, can't you?
Shouldn't people be able to go to public ceremonies?
Sorry, I can't hear you over.
Shouldn't people be able to go to a public event and feel safe, feel part of it, rather than...
Can you ever make any of these people feel
feeling
safe?
...feeling under threat, as the mother who was there today said. Well, she felt scared for the children.
I don't think safety is the highest value. I think that being able to express yourself politically is more important than some people feeling offended or perhaps feeling intimidated or things like that.
So children feeling scared and their parents feeling scared at an important... ceremony for all Australians, that's not important.
Well, what are they feeling scared about? Booing? Like, do children
Your
feel scared
actions,
about
how
booing?
You were behaving
do children feel scared ceremony? About booing at the football, for example? Why are they scared? Tell me, why are they scared?
Because of the way your behaviour was threatening towards what was happening at that solemn moment and the disrespect of that.
How was it threatening? I was expressing my disagreement with the Welcome to Country. As the defence lawyer produced, 50% of the country agrees with me. So it's actually a... 50%
of the country doesn't interrupt the Dawn service.
They didn't because they're scared of being prosecuted and jailed. That's the very issue.
Are you hopeful that the charges will be thrown out at the end of the contest?
I don't think they're going to be thrown out. Maybe I'll be found not guilty on the offensive behaviour, hopefully, but... in this political climate, I wouldn't bet on it.
Are you aware that charge carries up to 5 years in jail?
The offensive behaviour one. It's not 5 years in jail. I think it's 3 months in jail. The grossly offensive behaviour charge has 5 years in jail, but that's a different charge from just regular offensive behaviour.
So you're prepared to go to jail again for this though?
Well, the thing about going to jail is you don't decide yourself if you go to jail. The magistrate does. I don't want to go to jail, especially for something that I don't think anyone should be jailed for. No one should be jailed for their political views and expressing their political views.
Thanks, Pastor.
All right. Jacob Persaud, doing well. Let's see what we got. We got a super chat here. Let's see what's going on. On tonight's Lyceum, Professor Carl Rattle. Is it Rattle? Gives a two-hour lecture on Hitler's years in Vienna, 8 to 10 p.m. There you go. That's on Floody Flood's infamous channel, who I know he streams on Rumble and he streams on FTJ. I don't know where else he streams. Probably a dozen other platforms or so. But those two, find him on either one of those. So that's Jacob Persaud, and they're trying to throw all these guys in jail. Now, Alexander Dugin went on some crazy anti-white rants. And across my timeline, it just keeps coming and coming. But someone, it was either Mike Panovich or Eric Stryker, one of those two had a take. It is one of those two, I'm almost like 99% sure, had a take that probably makes sense to me. And he said that the CIA, killing his daughter which I think it was Ukrainian intelligence, but probably the same thing. But anyways, the CIA killing his daughter probably messed up his brain. Yeah, probably sent him overboard. He's always been anti-white. He's always said crazy, aggressive things, but that definitely sent him overboard. True. You are not the people. You are stupid slaves of Epstein's menu of cruel cannibal elites. All right. You are eaten. Your brains are. It is why you watch Euphoria, because all of you are all perverts, disgusting civilization, no reason to exist. Please die. The West is totally in a fall, collapsed. Still, it pretends to be a hegemon. Ridiculous. It is a vanishing entity. It should be destroyed. There's no reason for the trash to exist. Whites have been installed, have installed liberalism and the capitalism worldwide among themselves, and was a suicidal intention. That was a suicidal intention. The worst perversion of the tradition. The fate of whites is sealed. Gunan was right. It's the end, my friends. Whites, they are destroyed. The world and themselves. To be white means to be a nihilist. It is a self-hated race, self-hatred race. It caused so many troubles in others and to itself. It lost the rights to be something. No arguments to support their existence. I think he's Jewish. But the observation that killing his daughter probably sent him even more overboard than he already was. Yeah. Probably rattled something loose. I don't know. But nonetheless, he's usually said anti-white stuff like this. You know, Orthodox Christians, they don't believe in original sin, Russian Orthodox. So you can't inherit any guilt. Not a very Christian thing to say, which makes it different than the Christianity I grew up around, for sure. Very different. But nonetheless, I don't know what his religion is, really, you know? Not very nice. Not very Christian-like. Indoctrination of children. Yeah, I mean, you're saying anti-white stuff without taking in context that this shit has pushed down whites' throats and we have no vote over it. Let's check this out.
This
is Germany.
Sven! Wir sind die größten Glückspilze auf diesem Planeten. Essen!
Was ist das denn?
Ratatouille.
Bah.
Paella.
Kenn ich nicht.
Cevapcici.
Will ich nicht.
Mandu.
Ekelhaft.
Lecker. Ist das lecker? Dass du nichts abhaben willst? Ah! Sag mal, hast du abgenommen?
All right, so indoctrination, German state TV for children mocks Germans who don't want to adjust the multicultural reality. See, they play this shit all the time, and it's somewhat of a sleight of hand, but trying to make sure kids want to eat different foods. And this one's lightweight. That is mild manner shit compared to what's out in Germany. You're forgetting that in America, this is pretty much before the mass shooting in Oklahoma, this is what you're going to see. He's not taking into account any of the reality here. Imagine being at this party not thinking the mass shooting was going to take place. I don't know. I've never seen Dugin pushed anywhere, to be honest with you. I just know people that have read his book. Is reading a book pushing something? Or are we imagining something that's not there? Uncle Richie published his book, Richard Spencer, if that's what you're talking about. But I don't know if anyone pushed him. I never felt he was being pushed. Other people just read his book. The problem with his book is he leaves out National Socialism. That's, you know, he has some blistering critiques of economics. But most of the people that criticize him have never even read an article by him. He says all kinds of shit, by the way. Spreading like wildfire, Fiji grapples with soaring HIV cases. He's forgetting things like this wonderful world we live in. Not that it matters to read his book when you pop off saying anti-white stuff right, left, and center. And you go off on the kilter, you know. He was on various different channels a few years ago. Like who? I don't know. I mean, he was... It's a big deal in Russia. I know David Duke has met him. But David Duke said he was the type of guy, if I remember correctly, he's the type of guy that'll say whatever you want to hear. So if he meets with some other nationalist, he might likely say something you want to hear. If he meets with a Jew, he'll talk about Kabbalah. You just don't know what he really believes, other than he's anti-white, right? So, but he's forgetting about things like this. You know, Fiji grapples with soaring HIV cases, spreading like wildfire. But he blames the West for everything. Gender emissions gap. Rich white men's jobs, diets, and hobbies found to be bad for the planet. A lot of people agree with Dugan. We're in trouble. Got to leave the planet, they say. Welsh nurseries told to report racist children to police. How about that? You got some racist children, you got to report them to police. Now, that would be white children, obviously. Now, can you imagine walking around and thinking the West is in control or in charge of this, or these children are just doing this to themselves? Yeah, we got problems with self-hatred and anti-whites, but you got those kind of problems anywhere. But anyways, I do believe the take that something rattled loose in his brain when his daughter was killed by whoever, CIA, with the Ukraine. Of course, Russia is in war in the Ukraine. And they will go after Russian elites, and the Russian elites... have the Russian elites went after Ukrainian elites? Probably, to some extent. It's all ugly stuff. Very ugly. Of course, he's made a lot of anti-Ukrainian statements as well. You know. Anthropic's pre-IPO valuation said to be $1.2 trillion. Jeez. All these valuations in the stock market, the stonks, it's just crazy. Absolutely nuts. Yeah, a few years ago, if you mentioned Dugan, or if you didn't just start going crazy, shaking up and down, yelling and screaming you hated him, or talking about in any type of nuanced way anything he's ever written, there were these Spurgs online just going crazy that you're a Dugan lover or something like that. I don't know. I don't play any of those games. So, but I don't know. You know, he's one of those types of characters where I remember seeing his Facebook profile, and Zbigniew Brzezinski was over there meeting with him, which is crazy. It's crazy all the different people that this guy has met with, and he's not, in my opinion, he's kind of like a show horse, philosopher king, if you will. And I don't even think he's that nationalistic. He's a Eurasianist. He's not even like... nationalist slob. This CNBC interview between the GameStop CEO, who apparently wants to bid for eBay, and the Jewish guy that's interviewing him, and I think they're both Jewish, actually, but it's actually a funny interview, so we're going to play it. I want to say they're both... Okay, Ryan Cohen, he's got to be Jewish, and he's being interviewed by a Jew that I can't stand, so let's...
Invariably...
I know nothing about the GameStop CEO... Ryan Cohen, though, other than it's like, you know, what CEO isn't, I guess, these days.
Invariably, the audience, and I know a lot of people are going to ask, how does the math for you, given the price tag, $56 billion, given the market cap of GameStop, which is a fraction of that, I know you have this $20 billion financing letter from TD. But sort of walk us through how you could get to that price and how it would work.
It's on our website. It's half cash, half stock. But the details are on our website.
Can you help? I've read them, but can you help our audience understand them?
Yeah. Which part exactly?
Well, I think we can start with the idea that the market cap of GameStop is, call it, $11 billion. You have $9 billion on your balance sheet. Arguably, if you're providing effectively all of your stock and then the cash that gets you to 20, you have this letter from TD. That's another 20. We're now at 40, but we're still off by, call it, 16. And the 20, as far as I understand, while it's considered a highly confident letter, meaning TD saying they're highly confident that they would provide the financing. It's not locked financing.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
I hear you. I understand that. I'm just trying to understand where the rest of the money would come from.
We got Jew versus Jew.
It's half cash, half stock.
I hear you. I'm just saying that that math doesn't get you to the price that you're offering.
So, Brian, that's a pretty straightforward question. I don't get it. Like, where's the rest of the money coming from? Andrew laid it out pretty clearly.
I don't understand your question. We're offering half cash, half stock, and we have the ability to issue stock in order to get the deal done. But the full details of the offer are on our website.
But you're on our air. We thought we'd get...
So, but I don't understand your question.
It'll be even funnier if this guy has these guys that run these companies now. It's just comedy. This is what America's descended to. There was a time when CEOs could get on there, like we played Ted Turner in the beginning, who was the CEO of, I think he was the CEO, was the founder of 24 Hour Media and CNN, but. There was a time when the CEOs could dance and sing, but these guys just don't even give a fuck. They're just out to, I'm going to buy this company. I'm just going to do it. Let's take a look at, this kind of blew me away, streamer Asmongold. This guy actually makes a lot more money than I knew about. I don't know much about these professional streamers, other than he makes a shit ton of money. Asmongold.
How much do you make?
I don't know what the answer is. I got a 1099 and it was like millions of dollars.
You just had tax issues, right? So you probably know how much you make.
I owed over $4 million.
Woo! So he made $10 million at least?
That was my estimated taxes.
Okay, yeah. So $4 million. So you probably make, after taxes, $68 million left after taxes.
More than that, probably. A lot more than that.
Really? But, well, how are you only paying four?
Well, I mean, like, I think it's probably like just not that much more, but like,
okay, spend $2 million a year.
$2 million a year?
A year.
Oh my god,
why didn't dine your boy? Take him on a yacht. How much do you make?
I don't know.
These streamers, he's making some good money on there. Is he that good at streaming, or does he stream a lot? Is he someone that gets pushed? I don't know. I guess he's got certain amount of talent to make that kind of money. He's been putting out some good pro-white content lately. Okay, so he's like a mainstream pro-white. Maybe I got to watch more of him. I didn't realize he was making that much money. How is he making that? Is it through some kind of... Hold on a minute. It just actually does say. YouTube over 400,000 per month. All right. He says he makes 8 to 10 million a year. Must be on Super Chats then? Well, if Nick Fuentes makes 900,000, Asmongold probably, well, plus he probably gets paid by X. He gets paid by all kinds of different people. I mean, we'll see if I see Asmongold. Here we go. Oh, he's got 1.2 million followers on X, so he makes money there. Twitch, okay. He makes money across the board. He's rolling in it, guys. Asmongold. 50 trillion missing. Where's the money? It's probably some kind of secret base underneath the ocean or something. I don't know. Asmongold TV. All right. 4.3 million. Okay. Well, he's a big deal. That's how it goes. And we're going to palate cleanse, and then we're going to go into the final part of the show. I'll be going off here in a few minutes. I do appreciate your support. I'll be back Friday for a regular show, Sunday for a regular show as well. Next Wednesday, I'll probably do a longer show. Well, maybe. Depends. Anyways, you think he's Jewish? Well, that would explain everything. I guess. Well, it still doesn't. I mean, you still got to be able to stream. Not every Jew can stream. Yeah, everything sounds Jewish to you guys, though. If you're just going by the sound of his name. It's a mantis shrimp. Look at this kick. Oh, God, that's ruthless. It's the hardest hitting little guy in the world. In the animal kingdom, the mantis shrimp. I don't know the numbers, but they're just stupid how hard they hit. Those appendages in front flick at an insane rate and an insane amount of force. And they just crush everything they hit. Apparently, they can even break a finger. Little mantis shrimp. Just insane. There are, of course, there are YouTubers that have their little mantis shrimp on videos, and they just put something in a tank and watch them just fuck it up. Just flick it and just kill it. Not suitable for aquariums. They have them. What are they? Maybe it's an Asian pet. I don't know. I don't know anything about mantis shrimp other than I've seen them. I know the stats on it a little bit. I know they're hard hitting. Holidays to Spain and Portugal at risk. More thousands, actually millions of flights are canceled, apparently. They're canceling flights. They're shutting everything down. It's time for the big show. Wouldn't say they're little. Well, that one was a little one. Yeah, how big do they get? They get pretty damn big, right? I know they can break bones. Ballistic glass. Oh, you've got to have special glass for them? I would imagine. Yeah, they can break an aquarium. They often crack glass tanks. Yeah, they're ruthless. shrimp kung fu fighting. Okay. Blackout blame. Spain targets energy firms as Portugal's EDP pushes back. Yeah, we're into wild times, guys. Treat it like the wild, wild west. Things can go south in any minute. You never know what could happen in Iran. We don't have a lot of Iran news, I don't think. Hold on, wait a minute here. What's going on here? Oh, okay. We do got more to go. Hold on. That's what I thought. Let me go back. Things can get dicey any time. You never know what they could shut down or keep shutting down, so on and so forth. Gas, running out of this, running out of that. Apocalypse theater, we call it. Blackout game, blackout blame game. Yeah, blackouts. I don't know. The energy crisis, I mean, the gas prices are going up in America. They hit $7 at one gas station in California. They might get Straits of Hormuz open. We'll go on that in a minute. And then again, you might have war break out with China that could really fuck up America. I don't know. Hard right reform UK party eyes huge new gains in local elections on Thursday. Whew. All right, so we got Nigel Farage is coming up to save the UK. We'll have to see how they do. I'll have to have on Mark Collette for a breakdown. Germany raids rising far-right youth networks. You know, you can't be white and normal in Germany at all without getting raided. But these flight cancellations, Europe is in very, very bad shape from the Straits of Hormuz, which looks to be intentional in my opinion. It's one of the side effects that Jews love. You know, anything bad for Europe, anything bad for white people, we don't really care. They only care about Israel. And, of course, this is pretty wild, though. The Canary Islands refused to let rat virus ship dock amid super spreader fears and race to find contacts with infected flight. And so this is this, what is it? It's not HEPA virus. This rat virus that was supposedly human-to-human transmission as of right now. The conspiracies are flying about it, but they kept the boat in international waters. They didn't want it docking. And we'll have to see how it pans out. Hentavirus, I think it's called. Yeah. Yeah, you can't have any type of white organization at all in Germany. They just go absolutely crazy. But more and more of them are happening underground. It's the way it goes. But this Hanta virus, it was said to be person-to-person transmission, and it scared the hell out of a lot of people. Hiba virus. So there's virus fears over this. You never know. This is the deal in the Middle East. The Israeli stock market is all-time highs. That's about all you need to know. And I don't know enough about the virus and how dangerous it is, but they're treating it like a major event, meaning the boat can't dock. They're going out to it. They're some kind of major international event. Something to keep your eye on. Hantavirus is from secretions of rats. It becomes airborne when dry. They're saying it was person to person. And the conspiracy theories, of course, online are flying. I'm not going to engage in those. But, I mean, there's so many people on the planet. There's so many challenges. And there's lots of deadly viruses, and that's definitely one of them. But the Israeli stocks are up at all-time highs. Okay, Trump said to lift U.S. sanctions on Iran, free billions, unlock uranium enrichment, an unexpected Obama-style peace proposal. Why not just keep the Obama peace proposal? But there's supposedly China's helping him get this done because he's going to China and China wants a good relationship with Trump. So keep that in mind. China. They're going to lift sanctions on Iran, free billions, and unlock uranium enrichment, an unexpected Obama-style peace proposal. Well, Iran is pretty much destroyed. You never know what Israel's going to say or go along with. You never know. It could be a ruse. They might think it's a ruse. But nonetheless, you have an extended peace. The stock markets are going crazy. Peace at last. We're going to have traffic moving the Straits of Hormuz. There's enough pain on the planet from this. The BRICS countries are seriously in pain from Hormuz. Russia's making all kinds of money. Europe, of course, is shutting down flights. Israel stock market new highs. America stock market new highs. But America can't last. America just doesn't have the energy supplies to last forever if we're selling energy to the rest of the world and whatnot. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm just bringing you the facts. They're extending the particular ceasefire. After missiles were fired at ships and everything else, Trump decided to extend the ceasefire. And Trump's heading to China, which will be a big event. You know? Asmago keeps covering cams of blacks chimping out. I'm curious to see what the Empire's planning on doing with the blacks. Because I always say this, if you look at their balance sheet, you get rid of the blacks. They love Hispanics. They love Jeets. They're all a problem. But the blacks are really a problem on paper. And they've allowed social media and big, heavy-hitting stars just talk all day long about blacks. Everyone, it's open season on blacks. It has been for the past few years on social media, if you really think about it. So I don't know what they plan on doing, but I'm here for it. China is still supplying drone factories in Iran, Russia, despite U.S. sanctions. Now, China is defying U.S. sanctions. They're openly defying, which is a big deal. This is the first time someone of that size has openly defied American sanctions. They're saying that we're going to do whatever we want. And, of course, America is a... Well, in North and South America, you still have this big police state or this empire that can go in and fuck stuff up, but the power is dwindling on the world stage. American dollar will still have impact, but we're probably heading for something internal to America that won't be good. We'll have to see what's next. Is there a bang-up coming with China? China? I can't see it, but you never know. Never know. Will Iran blow up again? I don't know what the Israelis are going to do. The Israelis say they're ready to bomb in a blink of an eye, but at the same time, Iran's destroyed. and all our bases in the Middle East are destroyed, and Israel has I don't know how much damage, and they got all kinds of hell they're doing in Lebanon. So, yeah. Kitty Waffy says, my chimping out content gets way more views than anything else. They're pushing it. Question is why? Well, after Hurricane Katrina, the neocons made some interesting statements about black behavior, wondering out loud why they act like that. The Vietnamese immigrants don't act like this. I think it was one of the famous neocons. And they were writing some piece, you know, after Hurricane Katrina and that episode in Louisiana, New Orleans. They were asking, why do blacks act like this? And there's a few different things that jog my memory. But when they start asking questions, they start doing the numbers on paper. You know, if we just got rid of this books, our books were balanced. Now, I don't know what they can do. We'll have to see. But China not listening to the U.S., China's defying U.S. sanctions, and that's kind of par for the course. Bill Gates said the next pandemic will be much worse. Well, maybe they're going with a rat virus or something. Who the hell knows? The Gulf braces itself for potential escalation with Iran again. You see, no sooner than you report the news that there's a ceasefire, there's some event, and you don't know what Israel's going to do. You know, because they just don't give a shit. The Saudis want this regime in Iran gone. Trump wants a way out of the friggin' war. It's just how it goes. I don't know what's going to happen. War was predictable, but once you get this far into it and the destruction starts setting in and everyone's feeling the pain, you don't know. It could get way worse. And then again, we could have a ceasefire and something. There could be another problem flare up in another part of the world. The Marine Corps is no longer ready for urban warfare. Yeah, they're saying that our military's gone downhill, guys. It's something you didn't know, probably, right? Our military is in serious trouble if they get into a real fight. They can't afford a real fight. Remember the statement from my friend Bob Whitaker, who always said, and that was when they were allowed, but 20 years ago, I mean, he was saying that 20 years ago. He was saying that. I start reading Bob. 1999, 2000. Bob always said they can't afford a real fight. Looks to be true. It's really true now if it wasn't true then. But Marine Corps, they all want to go to drones and robot soldiers and, you know, deploy a bunch of video gamers. You probably lose then too. Jeremy McKenzie, one of you guys said to get him on again for an interview. I can put the word out to him. I don't know if he'll take it. He might be too busy, but I can try to get him on. I can put an invite out, but thanks for your suggestion. I always forget. There's always someone up in Canada. I should be talking more with Canadians. That's for sure. But a lot of these guys are very busy when I've reached out to them. I can't remember who all I've reached out to, though. Try the forced conscription garbage in Canada, and I will do the best impersonation of Mel Gibson's Captain Benjamin Martin you ever have nightmares about, Jenny. It's Jeremy McKenzie. Ukrainian-style mobilization, you say. They're talking about trying to mobilize an army to fight someone in North America. Fight who, America? Who are you going to fight in North America? All the Jeets we've let in North America? And I'm not just talking Canada, because America is being flooded too.
And there are lessons being learned from allies already at war.
We had a specific Ukrainian situation where we did explore mobilization. So this is, of course, contributing to how we are going to build our own solution in Canada.
And there are lessons being learned from allies already at war.
We had a specific Ukrainian situation where we did explore mobilization. So this is, of course, contributing to how we are going to build our own solution in Canada.
And there are lessons being learned from allies.
Forced mobilization in Canada. Ukrainian-style mobilizations. They're learning from Ukraine, grabbing young men off the street, grabbing old men off the street, and forcing them on the front line. Sounds like they want to get rid of a bunch of people. It's probably just going to be white dudes getting snatched off the street. Australian army now run by a woman too. Yeah, they got all these women in charge. Everyone's compromised in charge, women or men alike. Nons will do whatever they tell them. Any non in charge. Yeah, Texas is being flooded. The Ukrainian situation, they just snatch them off the street and throw them on the front lines. But where would they throw Canadians on the front lines? Who would they throw them on the front lines against? I don't know. Nonetheless, militaries do this type of thing, though. They do zombie apocalypse trainings, not for shits and giggles, not because they actually think it's going to happen, but because that's kind of their job, is to drill for things. But looking at a mass mobilization with youth with a smartphone and everything else, and they may just be looking to get rid of white older Canadians, so snatch a 60-year-old man off the street, give him a rifle and say, but just who would he be fighting? No, that's the question, you know. Musk wanted $80 billion to colonize Mars. OpenAI president testifies at trial. Yeah, they also testified that Musk was threatening to, like, kick the shit out of him or something. Physically threaten someone, you know. They resorted to snatching midgets. We've seen people with Down syndromes. You know. Is what it is. Trump's alien files could shatter Christian beliefs. Churches should prepare for it, claims pastors. This is First Post. They keep running this stuff. They'll eventually do something with it. It's like the Iran war. It'll happen. And it'll be some type of event. I just don't know where they're going to go with it or what they're going to do or how they're going to go about it. I'd have to see. Be even more interesting if aliens attacked. Or something they say is aliens attacks. We'll have to see. They got Jesus, a little gray man, and they've got a ship in Trump, a ship next to Trump. Yeah, we're going to have to mobilize to fight the aliens. Well, who are the aliens? Meaning, like, little gray men, or if they're white dudes, I'm just going to sit and listen and hear them out. Yeah, I'm not doing anything this first round. I'm just kind of sitting back and chilling. Project Blue Balls. There you go. Jewish hybrids. Well, I think we already got those. But nonetheless, I'm just bringing you guys the news. This is they're coming around to the. Actually, there's more alien news now than ever. I'm just waiting for the event. It's kind of like there's always been, since I started podcasting, there's always been war with Iran coming. But now, like, we're in war with Iran. So this would be the leader's supposed to go all out for this one. Could there be surprises? Sure. I'm here for it. You know? Here for it. But, interesting. This is pretty fun. Now, keep in mind, the reason you should know about the propaganda, during COVID, a lot of people learned a hard lesson that most of our side probably already knows. There's a lot of gullible people out there, white, brown, yellow, whatever. They'll fall for anything because people want to believe. They really do. And white people, we belong to a race of suckers surrounded by traitors and Jews. Don't ever forget that, because even if it's fake and gay, it's going to fool someone. And it's likely, if it's a lot of technology behind it, a lot of time, preparation, it's likely to fool a lot of people. And it could get really crazy. I'd have to see it to be able to go from there, but I don't know. It just, you guys already know this. Keep that in mind watching this clip. Imagine how these people would interpret some big technological event. And these are white women. Now, these are a small sampling of white women who believe all kinds of new age goofy shit. But nonetheless, some of these white women that believe this goofy shit have big accounts and make a lot of money.
And someone explained to me.
And God knows how many of them are on the payroll of intelligence agencies.
And someone explained to me the phenomenon of this personality type.
I am great.
It seems that in my lifetime, a new type of enlightened individual has emerged. Someone who claims to be able to channel godlike entities.
Feel the energy of the blue aliens.
And aliens from other dimensions.
Here are three signs that you might be an Arcturian starseed.
They appear to be and present themselves as being extremely spiritual or in touch with otherworldly phenomena.
Yes, we are here. We are here. We are very happy to be here. Yes, indeed, Elon. Yes, we are here.
But what's really going on here? Are these people part of a new spiritual revolution? Or is it simply an identity where people display themselves on social media as spiritually enlightened? Can living like these people suggest actually make your life...
Keep in mind, there's a lot of crazy white people right now. Trump spiritual guide auditions. Keep that in mind, too. Trump spiritual guide. Hold on here. If you don't think that's crazy, let's go over Trump's spiritual guide. You know who did a good thing on her? Wasn't it Devin Stack? I mean, there's... Hold on. Where's that woman at? Oh, there you go.
Now, let every demonic network that has aligned itself against the purpose, against the calling of President Trump, let it be broken, let it be torn down in the name of Jesus.
You want me to tell you what my thoughts are? The thoughts of the King of Kings, the thoughts of the Lord of Lords. I'm downloading heaven. Far beyond, I think, that we could even begin to imagine. You need to send in $3,500. You need to send in $35,000.
Now, most of them are just scams and grifters, but there are some true believers. Keep that in mind. And you guys stay safe out there. I'll be back Friday, same time, same place. Well, actually, 6 p.m., so half an hour later. And thanks for all your support, guys. Cheers.